up before the dawn.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. Talking now with Alfredo Ortiz, President and CEO of the small business advocacy group, the Job Creators Network. Find them at JobCreatorsNetwork.com and at JobCreatorsUSA on Twitter. Alfredo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott, for having me. And boy, I'm not sure if you just saw the news come through on your end, but almost 5 million jobs were added in June. So I am ecstatic.
Yes, I want to ask about that first. 4.8 million jobs in June unemployment rate, which, I mean, is important, but less important now because of what we've gone through. We look at the raw numbers, right? 4.8 million jobs added, more than the 3.2 expected. I'm sure markets will love that. There was also some good news in there I saw on temporary layoffs decreased by 4.8 million in June as well. So it looks like another piece of really good economic news, job news for us today.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And you know what was amazing? I was just flipping through it really quickly. So I apologize if I'm throwing a bunch of data out, but I was trying to absorb it as we were coming on air here. But manufacturing jobs, almost it looks like 360,000 manufacturing jobs added. Remember, Scott, that this was a sector that Joe Biden and President Obama said was lost forever in our country. And, you know, you go back to February, manufacturing is doing great. Of course, we had the COVID, but now manufacturing's back. And with things like the USMCA deal that went into effect July 1st, I just continue to see great things for this economy, and this V-shaped recovery, I think, is a reality.
I'll talk more about USMCA in a moment, but being with Job Creators Network and small businesses, look, how have you seen small businesses weather this storm? And do you think that generally we're ready to see them bounce back here in the next month or two?
You know, it has been really, really hard on these guys. All across the country, 30 million small businesses employing 60 million people, hardworking Americans across the country. You know, so we're talking 90 million people that were impacted and are really dependent on the success of small business. And these guys really, really got hurt, much more so, quite frankly, I think, than large businesses. Because if you think about large businesses, a lot of those could be, you know, office-type businesses. A lot of those folks were able to do their jobs from home. And so they weren't as impacted, for example, as much as leisure and hospitality. I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, I would go down, a local Main Street whenever I'd go visit different towns and stuff like that. And all these businesses were either closed or were doing the delivery carryout.
Yep.
And they were operating at 10, 15, 20% max of revenues. And it is just heartbreaking. I have to tell you, in Virginia, for example, just going down the street looking for my for my tailor's about to go out of business. The dry cleaner just went out of business. Where I get my haircut, they just went out of business. So these small businesses are still hurting. As great as these numbers are and as excited as I am about that, I don't want to lose sight that these small businesses continue to need help. And the best thing we can do for them is to not reverse course on the shutdowns. And to continue to open up the economy safely, let's make sure we put the right safeguards in place against the most vulnerable and make sure, you know, we still have, you know, adequate care for them. But we cannot reverse course in terms of the opening or it would be catastrophic for our economy.
Alfredo Ortiz with us, President, CEO of the Job Creators Network. The USMCA is now in effect. How does the USMCA prioritize what small business needs?
Yeah, well, it's amazing. And, you know, if you take a step back, I mean, really, and you look at some of the numbers, I mean, NAFTA was estimated to cost, it cost the U.S. about 850,000 jobs, most of that in manufacturing. But when you look at now what it plans to do, I mean, it really is going to help boost our blue-collar Americans and just hardworking Americans, you know, in states, for example, like Michigan. You know, manufacturers are going to really receive, we believe, the largest percentage gains in terms of wages and jobs and even exports. And in fact, for example, in the auto industry, 76,000 new auto jobs, $34 billion in new domestic auto manufacturing investments, and $23 billion in new annual purchases of U.S. auto parts. And let me break that down to you for small and medium-sized businesses. I think a lot of people call them SMEs. You know, for the first time, really, it's going to enforce a lot of this IP, intellectual property, that a lot of these small businesses would complain were being stolen by China, that's going to be protected.
Yes.
And a lot of tons of burdensome regulations, duplicative red tape, you know, it's going to help lower the cost for the small businesses to be able to take a part of that. And when you look at even the percentage, they call it the North American auto content, that's going up from 62% to 75% of parts made in North America. What that means is a lot of these vendors and suppliers to the big auto manufacturers are going to have a lot more opportunity to grow their top line.
What do you think the immediate effect is going to be, Alfredo, say, in the next handful of months as we see the USMCA in effect and people reaping the benefits?
Yeah, combined with what we're seeing right now in terms of this job growth and increased manufacturing, the focus on auto industry, for example, I think consumers are going to start feeling confident again. You know, we're at this kind of odd point, Scott, you know, where it just before COVID, two-thirds of our GDP was really consumer-driven. We're now at like 45% is government-driven, so the number from a consumer standpoint has come down. And by the way, those are, you know, scary numbers. You know, seeing these numbers approach 50% mm-hmm. of GDP being in the hands basically of government through stimulus checks and stuff like that is pretty scary. But what I think we are going to start seeing is consumer sentiment go up. And as that happens, people start buying more, feel better, they get back to their jobs, and we start seeing a drop in that unemployment rate. We got to get that unemployment rate quickly down below that 10%. It's like a magical level, and it really does impact people's psyches.
Alfredo Ortiz, President, CEO of Job Creators Network. Find him online, jobcreatorsnetwork.com, at Job Creators USA on Twitter. Alfredo, thanks for joining us just after that great news today on the jobs front. Appreciate you jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott, and happy Independence Day.
To you as well. Happy Independence Day. That's Alfredo Ortiz from Job Creators Network. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Back to wrap up this hour, this edition of the Steve Gruber Show next.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.